Behind each door is an opportunity. Alleluia. Have you ever been asked to prove, is Jesus real? Why do you believe this Christianity stuff anyways? When I get asked these questions, it's usually with a genuine curiosity. And part of me thinks, where to start? Because for me, Jesus isn't a theorem or a maxim to prove. So I usually share about why my faith matters to me, why my faith tradition matters to me, how prayer sustains me, and how being a part of a community that believes in the teachings of Jesus makes me a better person and the place I live a better community. John, in his gospel, anticipates these same questions and the same searching for Jesus. He anticipates the doubts. John understands how we still live and breathe the resurrection every day, each one of us. We live and breathe Jesus through the gospel stories. The stories that share with us and teach us about who Jesus is and how we today can find Jesus in our own lives. We are an Easter people, and we have to live as people who believe in a resurrected Jesus. A resurrected Jesus who invites us to participate in eternal life by empowering us to share in the goodness of life with others, to create communities of love in which all are invited. The resurrected Jesus reminds us of the power of self-giving, other-affirming, community-forming love. Our Christ, whose glory is the triumph of life over death, of justice over injustice, of reconciliation and peace over hostility and war. So John introduces us to Thomas. John tells us the story of doubt that Thomas holds within himself and of his uncertainty. And Thomas bravely shares this with his friends. It is okay to have doubts, to be uncertain. Doubt and uncertainty cause us to be curious, to be seekers of, not necessarily truth, but of meaning. Doubt and uncertainty can help us find clarity, because to get to clarity, we have to take the time to ask ourselves questions. We have to try to understand what our end goal is, and why is this our goal? We have to take the time to edify ourselves, and then take the time to self-reflect. Because we can understand what it is we're grappling with and doubting and curious about what we're discovering. So like Thomas, we must ask, what does resurrection living look like for us? What do we need from Jesus to feel his presence in our lives? And Jesus' response is to offer us his peace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus gives the disciples and us the authority to share and live the good news. On Easter Sunday, we renewed our baptismal covenant to be reminded that we too are given the authority to share the good news, to live into the good news, so that we as individuals, as people, will be a witness to a life lived from a place of love. When we let Jesus touch our hearts, when we can see past doubt and uncertainty, when we are able to open the locked door of unknown futures, we become the church Christ asks us to be. The peace of the Lord is always with us. And so when we exchange the peace with one another in a little bit, take a moment to pause. See the beautiful person before you. And I invite you to see Christ in each other. We can't prove the resurrection with theorems or maxims, but we can prove the resurrection with the lives we lead and the examples we set. Amen.